由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We're delighted you joined us again.
各位听众朋友，欢迎你收听今日嘅《天路导向》。
And as we continue in this series of messages entitled "Know Your Real Enemy," I hope you're ready to listen.
今日我哋要分享嘅信息就系认识你真正嘅敌人。唔知你准备好未呢
？And I'm going to continue talking about your enemy's characteristics.
今日我哋要继续讲敌人嘅特性。
I want to begin by telling you a story.
首先，让我同你分享一个故事。
We don't know how true it is.
我哋唔知道呢一个故事系咪一个真实嘅故事。
I'll let you be the judge.
让你成为判断者。
In and around the 5th century, there was a monk who lived in Egypt.
在第五世纪有一位修道士住在埃及。
He was known to be a holy man.
人哋称佢为一位行为圣洁嘅人。
He was a man of God who truly lived a righteous life.
佢系一位属神嘅人，生活正直同埋公义。
He spent a lot of time in one of the monasteries in the desert.
佢好长嘅时间都喺沙漠当中嘅一间静修院里面去潜修。
And Satan sent him one of his demons.
而撒旦就差派佢手下嘅一个恶魔去到修道士嗰度。
He tried to tempt him or trick him or entice him.
嗰个恶魔企图去试探、去欺骗、去引诱嗰位嘅修道士。
Do whatever it takes, he said, to this man so that he may fall.
那个恶魔千方百计地让这个人去犯罪跌倒。
But no matter what they tried,
但是无论个恶魔做了任何的事,
they failed again and again.
他们都不断地失败,失败又失败。
This, of course, angered Satan.
咁样当然令到撒旦非常嬲。
He didn't like this incompetence of his demons.
撒旦对于佢手下恶魔嘅无能感到非常嘅不满。
So he himself took charge of this particular project.
于是撒旦亲自出马去负责呢一个嘅任务。
He took charge of dealing with this particular man.
撒旦要亲手咁样对付呢一个修道士。
He began by rebuking his falling angels for failing in their assignment.
首先，佢闹嗰啲堕落咗嘅天使唔能够完成佢哋嘅任务。
He said to them,
撒旦就同嗰几位天使讲
，The reason you failed is that your methods is too crude for such a man.
你哋之所以失败，就系因为你哋对呢一个修道士太粗鲁啦。
Now watch the master at work。
依家你睇下我师傅嘅本领啦。
He then approached the holy man of God。
于是佢去到嗰位修道士、嗰位行为圣洁嘅人嗰度。
And he whispered in his ear。
向嗰位行为圣洁嘅修道士静静咁样讲嘢。
Very softly。
好静，好静。
And he said,
然后撒旦话
，Your brother has been made the bishop of Alexandria.
你嘅兄弟依家已经升任为埃及亚历山大嘅主教啦。
Instantly, the man of God's face showed every sign that Satan had succeeded.
即刻。在这个神人的念上面显示出魔鬼的诡计已经得逞了。
A great scroll formed around his mouth.
他瞄着嘴。
His eyes tightened.
他的眉头紧锁住。
And Satan turned to his demons and said,
然后撒旦就转身向他的恶魔他的手下讲。
You see?
你哋睇唔睇到啊？
Envy and spiritual pride is often the best weapon against those who seek to honor God.
要对付呢一啲愿意尊崇神嘅人，最好嘅武器就系妒忌同埋属灵嘅骄傲。
Now, of course, that's a fable, probably.
当然，可能呢一个故事只系一个寓言。
Nobody can prove it.
冇人可以证明呢一个故事系一个真实嘅故事，定系一个寓言。
But as I said, this story was circulating about 1500 years ago.
但系正如我啱啱所讲嘅，呢一个故事系喺公元五世纪，即系1500年前嘅故事。
The truth of it is the same today.
但系其中嘅道理喺今日仍然系非常真实嘅。
If anyone thinks that because he or she is attempting to walk with God, that Satan is going to leave them alone, they are in for a big shock.
如果有人以为，如果我哋愿意与神同行，撒旦就会远离我哋，咁样呢一群人，如果系咁谂嘅话，佢哋就会非常嘅吃惊。
If anyone thinks that Satan specializes only in the big sins,
如果有人以为撒旦只擅长去引诱人犯非常严重嘅罪嘅话
，or the big heresies，
或者撒旦只系擅长去引诱人制造异端邪说，制造好大嘅异端邪说嘅话
，you are in for a surprise，
你就会感到非常惊讶。
If you have your Bible turned with me，
如果你有圣经嘅话，请你跟我去翻开
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11。
哥林多后书第二章第十一节。哥林多后书第二章第十一节。
Let me read it to you。
让我向你读出呢一卷嘅圣经。
For we are not unaware of his schemes，
因我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
The apostle Paul was saying，
使徒保罗喺呢一卷书呢一句话嘅意思系
，that he had sufficient experience with the adversary of our souls to enable him to detect his footsteps。
佢有好多同灵魂敌人对抗嘅经验，足以使佢能够察觉魔鬼嘅阴谋。
Can you detect Satan's footsteps?
唔知你能唔能够察觉到撒旦嘅阴谋呢
？I hope that after this series of messages, you can.
我希望你喺听完我哋认识真正嘅敌人呢一个系列信息之后，能够学识咗呢一个方法。
Paul understood Satan's philosophy.
保罗了解撒旦嘅思维。
He understood his purpose.
保罗明白撒旦嘅目的。
He understood his method of operation.
保罗知道撒旦嘅手法。
The reason why Satan succeeded in causing so many problems to Christians，
撒旦点解能够有效咁样喺基督徒当中引起好多嘅问题呢
？Is because Christians are not alert of Satan's craftiness。
原来就是因为基督徒根本就不懂得去提防撒旦狡猾的诡计。
They are too trusting.
他们太信任其他人。
Too accommodating.
太具包容性，太随和。
They are too nice.
他们是太过好了。
But you cannot be nice with the devil.
但是你不能够对魔鬼撒旦好。
Many Christians don't understand that if Satan can appear as an angel of light,
好多基督徒都唔知道，如果撒旦能够假扮成为光明嘅天使嘅话
，then his emissaries can also appear as angels of light.
咁样，撒旦嘅爪牙都能够假扮成为光明嘅天使。
And that is why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:14.
所以使徒保罗曾经在哥林多后书第十一章第十四节那里这样讲
That Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
撒旦也能装作为光明的天使。
Don't ever forget that.
请你千祈唔好忘记我曾经讲过嘅嘢。
From the past several messages, we have seen how Lucifer was light.
喺前几次嘅信息当中，我曾经提过路西弗就系光。
His name means light.
路西弗嘅名就系光嘅意思。
He was the bright shining star.
路西弗就系嗰粒灿烂嘅明星。
So he's still able to appear to the naive as his former self.
所以路西弗能够用佢从前嗰个单纯又天真嘅形象继续出现喺人嘅面前。
He's still able to appear to those who are unsuspecting as his former self.
而路西弗亦都能够以佢从前嘅形象向嗰啲好似佢以前一样不怀戒心嘅人显现。
But to those who are alert and discerning, his distortion of the truth is very clear.
但系对嗰啲警醒同埋识得分辨嘅人嚟讲，佢哋就能够认清撒旦扭曲事实嘅伎俩。
That is why I believe that one of the gifts of the Spirit that is given to the church is the gift of discernment.
所以我相信神赐俾教会系具有辨别诸灵嘅属灵恩赐噶。
And we must use it again and again.
而且我哋必须时常去运用，不断又不断咁样去运用呢一个恩赐。
And the reason Satan has to appear as an angel of light is because his program is to imitate God.
点解撒旦要装扮成为光明嘅天使呢？原来系因为佢要假冒神。
He wants people to think of him as God.
佢希望人人都以为佢就系神。
We saw in the first message that his first attempt was to topple God from his throne.
我哋喺第一次嘅信息当中曾经分享过，撒旦嘅目的就系要推翻神嘅宝座。
To sit on God's throne.
撒旦嘅目的就系要夺取神嘅宝座，并且坐喺神嘅宝座上面。
To become the God of this world.
撒旦嘅目的就系要成为呢一个世界嘅神。
And the God of the universe.
同埋成为宇宙嘅神，宇宙嘅主宰。
But Satan failed and failed miserably.
但系撒旦一次又一次咁样惨败。
God threw him out of heaven.
神将撒旦驱逐出天庭。
However, he continues to try to convince his followers that he is God.
虽然如此，撒旦并唔死心，佢继续去说服嗰啲跟随佢嘅人，认为撒旦先至系神嘅人。
He already convinced the third of the angelic being who followed him.
他曾经已经说服过三分之一的天使跟随他去堕落。
He convinced Adam and Eve.
他说服了人类的始祖亚当和夏娃去跟随他去犯罪。
And he convinced all the creation after that.
并且他在之后都说服了一切受造之物。
In fact, the Bible calls him the God of this world.
事实上，在圣经哥林多后书第四章第四节，称呼撒旦做这个世界的神。
And there are billions of people throughout the world, whether they know it or not, they follow him.
世界上面有千千万万的人，无论他们是不是自觉，但是他们都在跟从撒旦。
They are following his program every single day.
每一日，他们都在跟从撒旦的安排，撒旦的计划。
And I want to tell you that everyone who have submitted their life to Jesus Christ at some point walked with Satan.
让我告诉你，每一个将生命交付给主耶稣基督的人，他们在某一个阶段都曾经与撒旦同行过。
Some of you are going to protest what I'm saying.
有些人一定对我这样讲感到非常之愤怒，要抗议。
You say, I've been a Christian all my life.
可能你会说，我一生都是基督徒啊。
Well, listen to what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2.
咁样，请你听下保罗喺以弗所书第二章所讲过嘅说话。
Paul, the great Jewish scholar and a man who knew the law.
保罗系一位著名嘅犹太学者，亦都系一位熟悉律法嘅人。
Verses 2 of Ephesians 2.
以弗所书第二章第二节咁样记载。
We were once, all of us, before Christ, followers of the prince of the air.
我哋全部都曾经，是我哋全部，在追随基督之前，我哋都信服过空中掌权者嘅首领。
And Satan is the same rascal who enslaved the son of disobedience.
撒旦是一个恶棍，他一直都要奴役叛逆之子。
So because of the grace of God, we have no cause to boast.
但是藉着神的恩典，我们今天是能够夸胜。
For every gift that God gives us, Satan has a counterfeit gift.
每一份神赐给我们的礼物，撒旦都有一份冒牌虚假的礼物。
Every blessing that God pours upon us, Satan perverts and distorts.
每一次神将他的恩典倾覆给我们，撒旦都会将他加以扭曲同埋破坏。
Every miracle that can be performed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan can perform and imitate.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名所行嘅每一个神迹，撒旦都可以模仿同埋去施行。
That is why I believe we need the gift of discernment.
所以我麦克牧师认为，我哋信徒需要有分辨真假嘅恩赐。
It is of uttermost importance.
咁样系非常系极度重要噶。
I want to give you an example of how Satan imitates.
让我举一个撒旦点样去模仿神嘅例子。
God sent Moses to Egypt's Pharaoh.
神将摩西差派到埃及法老嗰度。
To save the people of Israel.
神要摩西藉此去拯救以色列人。
In Exodus chapter 7.
在出埃及记第七章，
God equipped Moses
神装备了摩西
with the ability to perform miracles，
让摩西有能力去施行神迹。
He threw the rod on the ground，
摩西当他一将他手中的杖抌在地上面的时候，
and it turned into a serpent，
那支杖就会变成蛇。
Pharaoh said no problem，
法老说没问题。
Get his demonic wizards in Egypt.
法老就召来了埃及的术士。
And did exactly the same thing.
同样将杖变为蛇。
God's power was supreme, however.
然而神的能力是至高无上的。
And Moses' serpent swallowed the other serpents.
摩西所变的蛇将其他法老的术士所变的蛇都吞晒。
But Satan is imitator nonetheless.
我麦克牧师认为，撒旦在这个故事当中是模仿了神的神迹。
Paul the apostle was appointed to preach to the Gentiles.
保罗，使徒保罗被差派向非犹太人，向外邦人宣扬福音。
And to all of those who are without God.
并且向那些不认识神的人去传福音。
Those who had no Jewish background or understanding of the Word of God.
向那些没有犹太历史背景或者是不认识神话语的人传福音。
God gifted him and qualified him.
神赐恩给他，让他有这个恩赐，能够胜任这样的工作。
In Acts chapter 13,
请你翻开《使徒行传》第十三章。
Paul went to preach to the governor of Paphos.
保罗向帕弗的地方官传道。
I hope you're going to read that passage after the program.
希望你能够在节目结束之后阅读这一段经文，是记载在《使徒行传》第十三章。
So Paul went there and preached the gospel.
保罗去到嗰一处去宣讲福音。
There was a prophet by the name of Bar Jesus.
喺嗰一度有一位先知称为巴耶稣。
And this Bar Jesus was contradicting what the apostle Paul was saying.
呢一个巴耶稣所讲嘅嘢系同使徒保罗所传嘅互相抵触噶。
He was preaching a false gospel.
巴耶稣所讲嘅系虚假嘅福音。
But he appeared like an apostle.
但系呢一个巴耶稣个样睇嚟好似一位使徒咁样。
He appeared like an angel of light.
佢睇起嚟好似一位光明嘅天使咁样。
In Acts 13 verse 10.
喺使徒行传第十三章第十节。
Paul rebuked this false apostle.
保罗斥责呢一个假嘅使徒。
You might try to be nice to false apostles.
有时你可能会对一个假使徒表示友好。
But if you know that they are false apostles, you cannot be nice to them.
但系当你知道佢哋系假使徒嘅时候，你就唔能够对佢哋友好。
Paul was not very nice to them.
保罗对佢哋并唔友善。
Because he understood their deception.
因为保罗知道呢一啲假使徒嘅诡计。
Paul actually called the false apostles son of the devil.
事实上，保罗称呢一啲嘅假使徒为魔鬼嘅儿子。
And the Bible said in Acts 13:9.
如果你睇下《使徒行传》第十三章第九节，圣经系咁样讲噶。
That Paul discerned it by the Spirit of God.
保罗被圣灵充满，睇出佢嘅邪恶。
And we need the spirit of discernment.
我哋都需要分辨嘅灵。
Because Satan is a deceiver.
因为撒旦就系一个骗子。
And he appears as an angel of light.
而且撒旦装扮成为光明嘅天使。
I want to give you a third example.
让我向你举出第三个例子。
In the book of Revelation, we are told that false prophets who minister to the beast is going to perform great miracles.
在圣经最后一卷书启示录，圣经这样告诉我们听，为受工作的假先知将要行大的奇迹。
And if you are running around looking for miracle workers,
如果你经常到处去察访一些行奇迹的人，
So many of these miracles are phony miracles.
你会发现很多奇迹都是一些虚假的奇迹。
There are many people around the world who are deceived by miracle workers.
但是世界上面有很多人都会被行奇迹的人迷惑。
The devil performs lots of miracles.
魔鬼懂得去行很多很多的奇迹。
He is diabolical in his preaching.
He所传嘅道理系恶魔嘅道理。
He preaches another gospel.
佢所传嘅系另类嘅福音。
He preaches another Jesus.
佢所传嘅系另一个耶稣。
He preaches another power.
佢所传嘅系另一种嘅势力。
And all of his demons are active preachers.
魔鬼所有嘅使者其实都系非常积极嘅传道者。
Please listen to me very carefully.
请你仔细咁样听我去讲。
Satan is willing to concede any doctrine that you insist on.
撒旦系有时唔能够唔承认你所坚持嘅信念。
He is willing to concede some things to you.
佢愿意对你承认某一啲事情。
But under no circumstances will he concede that salvation is only possible through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
但是无论如何，撒旦一定不会承认的是，只有藉着主耶稣基督在十字架上面所流的宝血，才能够成就救恩。
He will not concede to the fact that we are only going to be glorified by believing in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒旦一定不会承认的是，我们只有借着耶稣基督的复活，借着相信耶稣基督的复活，才能够得着荣耀。
He will never concede that.
撒旦是一定不会承认这一样东西的。
Why not?
点解撒旦唔会承认呢？
Because it is the heart of the gospel.
原来因为呢两样嘢就系耶稣基督喺十字架上面所流嘅宝血，同埋耶稣基督嘅复活，就系福音嘅中心。
It's the heart of the truth.
佢哋就系真理嘅中心。
Sometimes when people see someone who is drunk or a derelict or a criminal,
有时当人见到一个酒鬼，或者见到一个被人遗弃嘅人，或者系作奸犯科嘅人。
They say, "Ah,、oh, look at this! Here's Satan's masterpiece."
佢哋会讲啊，你睇下呢一个，正正就系撒旦嘅杰作。
That is not true.
咁样做系错噶。
Those are people to be pitied and be reached out to.
我哋反而应该同情同埋帮助呢一啲人。
But I want to tell you how Satan reacts to such people.
但系让我话俾你知，撒旦系点样对呢一啲人嘅。
He reacts to such people with disgust.
撒旦讨厌呢一啲人。
Satan wants to wash his hands of such people.
撒旦要同呢一啲人划清界线。
Satan wants no one to believe that such people belong to him.
撒旦唔要人相信呢一啲人，呢啲咁样嘅人系属于佢嘅人。
Do you want to know what is truly Satan's masterpiece?
你想唔想知道？边啲人先至系撒旦真正嘅杰作呢？
He wants you to believe that his masterpiece is some famous person in society.
原来撒旦想你相信社会上面某一啲知名嘅人士先至系佢嘅杰作。
Someone who is respectable.
一啲被人尊重嘅人。
Someone who is a community leader.
一啲系社群嘅领袖嘅人。
Someone who feels that he or she does not need Jesus Christ.
一啲系认为佢哋唔需要主耶稣基督嘅人。
That is Satan's masterpiece.
先至系撒旦嘅杰作。
Satan's masterpiece is someone who commands people's admiration.
撒旦嘅杰作系要让人去钦佩、去敬佩嘅。
Someone who's successful.
嗰啲成功嘅人士。
Someone who believes that. They can work their own salvation without God's help.
嗰啲相信唔需要靠神嘅帮助，能靠自己嘅功德就能够得着救恩嘅人。
That is Satan's masterpiece.
先至系撒旦嘅杰作。
I notice that our time has come to an end.
喺今日节目差唔多结束嘅时候。
And I have so much more to tell you about Satan's deception.
虽然我仲有好多嘢想同你分享，想同你讲关于撒旦嘅诡计，但系时间够啦。
And I hope that you will tune in next time and listen to the rest of this.
愿你继续下次收听我哋嘅天路导向，分享我哋嘅从神而嚟嘅信息。
Till then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次再会。